You don't know how it works over where I live. Okay. There's not really... Who doesn't want to get married? Your husband doesn't want to get married. Well, I don't think he's your husband then, is he? I don't want to nitpick. I think you might be someone's side piece. What are you saying?
So, I live with a guy.
You live with a guy?
He's younger. My old ex-husband made a lot of money.
Your old ex-husband made a lot of money. And you'll collect the social security. It's a weird sensation because I'm confused and bored. It's hard to deliver on both. This guy that's not marrying you now, I'm on his side. I don't know what's going on, but you seem fucking great. There's a point in there somewhere, but we've not got the time. Any other questions? What else we got? Naomi. And what do you do, Naomi?
I'm a therapist.
You're a therapist? Right. I'll ask. The kind with a happy ending or a sad story about mum? What's your name? You're a trauma therapist. Well, I'm glad you're here, Naomi, because there's a lady I know who's got such terrible PTSD from her first husband making a lot of money. She can't even finish a sentence. It's a terrible business. Hey, go on, you've got your hand up. How polite are you? Go on. What, do I like to dance? Yes, I do like to dance.
What kind of music do you listen to?
Are we dating? Where are you from? You've got a very nice voice. Where are you from?
You know about Bonnie?
I know about what?
Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny.
Do I know about Bad Bunny? Yes, I do. You're from Puerto Rico. Just say that, don't give clues.
Do you know Bad Bunny?
What? That's not...
I am in kayak, but not in canoe.
What? Why is there a riddle? Why does there need to be a story?
Where'd you eat in Ann Arbor?
Where did I eat? I haven't eaten. A body like this doesn't just happen. I'm hungry a lot of the time.
What do you love about American women, and why is it our accent?
Wow, that is a very whiny voice to say that in. Why do you love my accent? Said the incredibly shrill lady. I think the guy that told you you had a beautiful voice was being sarcastic, madam. It was your British husband. Yeah, he's been sarcastic. Case closed. Actually, it is a nice accent. The American accent's nice. It's a mix of everything. Great.
Tell us a joke about raccoons.
I don't think you can say that anymore. We're all finishing that joke in our head. Great. No need for me to get cancelled. Why don't I run for parliament? Because I've got a better job. I think there's a bit, there's like, people get tempted to run for office when, I mean, I don't know. I can't imagine like a TV host becoming like president. This is my moment. I need a gold escalator and a dream. Okay. There's another lady down here. And I think you two are gonna get along great. Let's put them together and contain the problem. What do you think, trauma girl? You got? Do you carry like a dart gun for these cases? What do we think of Ann Arbor? It's very cute. I kind of driving in, it feels a little bit like, hang on, this is too good to be true. Is this where the Stepford Wives are going to live? Is this?
How'd you like Ohio?
Ohio?
Boom. Eh.
Yeah. Boom. Well. It's fascinating to me that people from Michigan think everyone from Ohio is a cunt, and everyone from Ohio thinks everyone from Michigan is a cunt. When will you realize? You have so much in common. No, seriously, go local sports team. I got a booty call by a woman 20, 30 years older than me after helping her with her computer. Real good tech support, apparently. I'm 28. Smash or pass?
So.
Where are you, sir? Where's? What, hi. What's your name, my friend?
Martin.
What, sorry?
Martin.
Hi, Martin. So you're in tech support?
Yeah.
So you've never touched a boob? What I would suggest is 100% smash. She's an older woman. She'll be beautiful. She'll know what she's doing. I would say my advice to you, man to man, is, and I'll put it in language you'll understand, Martin, as a tech support operative. When you get there, turn her off and then turn her on again. Fucking 100% fucking smash that. Are you a single man, Martin?
Yeah.
Why would you not? Fucking great. I mean, no. 20 years younger than you, that's a problem. Long time fan, first time cunt. But anyway, you have an exceptional view on the world, and oddly enough, you're actually quite brilliant. Are you ever going to do anything with it, or just be a dick your whole life? Sincerely, Princess Diana. I knew she didn't die. I might do something with it. I don't know. Who's this from?
Me.
Well, what do you think I should do, sir?
No, like, you're perfect doing that. I just wanted to be a dick.
This guy. How was he?
You're a fucking legend.
Thanks, man. I think it slightly touches on something.
Like, you're really old, like, literally a legend.
But I'm real, yeah? Yeah, I think it's an interesting point, though. I think we could all do more. I think the great mistake in life is to do nothing because you can only do a little. I think we could all do a little. I don't quite know what that involves. It's mainly dick jokes from me, but... Occasionally. Thanks, man. It's funny. Very fucking funny. What else we got? Hey, Jimmy. What's your 3-point plan to unfuck the world and make it a better place? Adam. Oh. Oh, it's... Where's Adam? Where are you, Adam? Hi. Off the top of my head, I would go back on the gold standard and make money worth something, because then wars would be too expensive to fight. I would... Anyone in the last 30 years that got a bullshit degree gets their money back. So not if you study, I mean, it's the University of Michigan, amazing university, right? If you studied medicine or law or accountancy and you got a job off the back of your degree that earned you more money, you've got to pay back your fucking student loan. If you got a bullshit degree in gender studies that got you nothing, you get your fucking check back from the university. Everything back. I think that's a pretty fucking good idea. And then fucking third point. I would go topless Tuesdays. Yeah. Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I've got a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. Now, I think jokes are like magnets. They attract some people. Some people like my comedy, and a million of you came to see me on my last tour. Thanks very much, by the way. But like magnets, jokes attract and they repel. Some people are repelled by my sense of humour. If that's you, don't come and see me live. But if you like this kind of thing, come and see Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. I'll be everywhere. Go to jimmycarr.com for details.